Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. In a blue sky, two birds flap their wings as they soar over Paris. The birds descend and glide over townsfolk, then swoop past a hanging clothesline. As they make their way to the towering Notre Dame Cathedral, the two birds grow small in the distance. They slip inside through two windows. The two birds land inside the Notre Dame bell tower. Light pours through gaps in the structure and shines on a large brass bell. A view glides underneath the bell and turns upward to reveal its ornately bejeweled, sparkling interior. Piercing through holes in the bell's top, beams of sunlight create a dazzling starburst pattern. The sunbeams frame a title, The Hunchback of Notre Dame 2. Outside, Quasimodo leaps from building to building, hanging strings of colorful pennants over the road leading to the cathedral. Clopin sings in the square below.
There's music in the marketplace. The streets have come alive. The town is in a tizzy. It's a busy, buzzing hive. There's cause for this commotion and emotional display. We just can't wait to celebrate our favorite holiday. Le jour d'amour, your song is in the air. What magic will you make for us? What promise will you share? That golden bell, sweet La Fidèle, will soon be ringing clear. The best of all the festivals, le jour d'amour is here.
Mesdames et messieurs, time is short. You must find your true love. Find your soul's mate, for the festival d'amour is upon us.
On horseback, Phoebus watches as Merelda greets him.
Some have come in puppy love, perchance to steal a kiss. Some are still enamored after years of wedded bliss. Everyone's parading down the promenade in pairs to join the celebration at the finest of the fairs. Le jour d'amour, your song is in the air. What magic will you make for us?
Whose name shall I declare?
That golden bell, sweet La Fidèle, will soon be ringing clear. The festival, the festival, le jour d'amour is here.
Oh, how the stars will sparkle on the water as the troubadours sing tales of true romance.
The spirits may rise with fire in their eyes.
Wild gypsy girls enchant you with a dance!
In the bell tower, Laverne twirls Victor and Hugo. On a stage, Quasimodo and Esmeralda dance. A boy rides Jolly.
Your song is in the air. What magic will you make for us? What promise will you share?
That golden bell, sweet La Fidèle, will soon be ringing clear. The best of all the festivals, le jour d'amour is here.
Watching the townsfolk dance, Quasimodo enters Notre Dame. Clopin grins with a rose between his teeth from above the gargoyle's watch.
Ah, observe the rituals of courtship as citizens gather two by two.
Oh, looks like there's someone for everyone.
Ah, yes. Too bad there's only one of me to go around, eh?
One is plenty, believe me.
Thanks. Hey. Was that a shot?
Maybe.
Take that back!
No!
Take that!
Laverne knocks him down. Quasimodo sets a yellow rose in a makeshift vase, then turns to them.
Are you guys gonna fight all day, or help me get ready for the festival?
There he is, in his triumphant return. Dashing gadabout town, eh?
Come on, let's get the marble out, huh? We have to polish La Fidèle.
And what's the festival?
Without the bell.
Oh, the bell ringer!
Quasimodo approaches the bell.
Toro! Toro!
Behind him, the boy mimes bullhorns.
Toro! Toro!
Charge!
Quasimodo pretends to be a matador, waving his rag like a cape. The boy climbs his back and Quasimodo sets him on his shoulders. Jolly enters. Hugo pulls his tail. As the goat turns, Hugo turns to stone. As Jolly sniffs him, Hugo springs to life again. Hugo smiles. As Jolly headbutts him, he turns back to stone. Jolly stumbles dizzily as Merelda enters.
Zephyr, you need to slow down.
Okay, Mom.
Phoebus arrives.
Listen to your mother, young man.
Yes, Papa.
Look at her.
Approaching the ornate bell, Esmeralda lays her hand on its outer surface.
Oh, Fidel, you are magnificent.
Are you going to ring it once for my mom, Quasi?
You bet he is, and your mother's going to be down in the square screaming loudly into the night, I love my husband, Phoebus.
Oh, really? And what makes you think that I'm going to shout so loudly?
You'll have to be heard over me yelling, I love Esmeralda!
He twirls her in a dance.
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck.
Quasimodo sets Zephyr down, then ducks to step inside the hanging bell. The young boy peers in at him.
Whose name are you gonna yell tomorrow, Quasi?
No one, I guess.
Then who's gonna scream your name?
I don't think anyone ever will, Zephyr.
Quasimodo polishes the bell's interior.
Well, why not?
Quasimodo faces his reflection and lowers his gaze. Esmeralda steps inside the bell and gives him a comforting hug from behind.
Quasi.
He meets her gaze, then looks away.
Takes more than looking to really see.
She turns his head.
Someday you'll be ready. And when you are, you'll find her.
Quasimodo's reflection now shows a boyishly handsome version of his face, with bright, even eyes, a smooth brow, and a straight nose. He smiles.
Someday. Nah.
His smile fades.
What could possibly ever change?
She offers him a gentle look.
Oh, boy! Wow, it's a circus!
In the street, a performer on stilts tips his hat to a giraffe. One acrobat catches another in a handstand. They flip and spring up onto the giraffe's back. Clopin pops up into view.
Ah, mes amis! As part of the Festival d'Amour, a circus has come to Paris!
Children gather as a circus wagon opens. A figure appears in a burst of smoke.
Come one, come all, to Cirque de Sarouche. See juggling clowns, fire breathers, and magic.
He produces a rabbit. A hat lands on a child.
And now, may I present the prettiest ornament on the midway.
He opens a tall, empty box.
My assistant, Madame.
He stares inside the empty box.
Well, my assistant, Madame.
It's empty. There's no one there.
Well, of course not. You have to come to the circus to see her.
In a burst of light and smoke, he disappears. The wagon closes.
Where is Madeleine?
In a tent, a blonde walks a tightrope.
Mesdames and messieurs, kindly direct your attention high above as the magnificent Madeleine is about to perform her daring high wire act. Without a net. Oops. And the crowd goes wild. A hush comes over the crowd as Madeleine begins her graceful trek.
She stumbles to a pole at one end and hangs on.
Madeleine catches her breath, having nearly plummeted to her death. And the crowd bursts into applause as they scream for more! Encore! Thank you! You're too kind.
A shadow looms over her.
Where were you? My little trinket. Oh.
She falls a couple of feet.
Oh, well, I was standing. Well, of course I was standing. I mean, I haven't always been sitting. That would be stupid, I guess. I'm sorry. I just want to contribute more to the circus.
Your job is to stand there and look pretty.
Her sharp-featured boss faces a mirror and smiles.
Ooh, lovely.
I want to do more.
And so you shall, my little eclair. I have the perfect job for a girl like you.
He goes to the exit and looks out.
Up in the tower of Notre Dame is a bell of extraordinary value. I want you to go up there and find out which is the bell called La Fidèle.
Why?
Because I mean to steal it, silly. I'll be rich. I can travel the world in style and comfort.
No, why must we always steal? I was thinking.
Thinking?
Not your strong suit, is it, my little bonbon? No, it's mine. And where would you be without me?
On the streets.
Precisely. For it's a cold world out there.
For a girl like me, what do I do?
Lovely.
He smiles wickedly.
There's a bell ringer that lives in the tower. Smile at him, wile and beguile him, and he'll tell you exactly what I want to know.
Bowing, he backs into the shadows and leaves. Madeleine shifts her unhappy gaze, looks toward the cathedral, and exits the tent. In the bell tower, Quasimodo rings two bells by pushing them with his hands. Hugo spits on a bell, and the three gargoyles scrub it whenever it swings their way. Walking through the festively decorated town, Madeleine approaches the Notre Dame Cathedral. Pushing open its massive entrance door, she steps inside. The cathedral features a high arched ceiling, a checkered floor, and twin rows of stately columns leading from one end of the room to the other. Turning, she walks up a stairway. She arrives at the base of the bell tower. High in the shadows, Quasimodo polishes a bell.
Hello?
Damsel alert, and a lovely vision at that.
What am I, chopped liver?
I'm looking for the bell ringer.
She wants you, big guy.
Hugo and the gargoyles turn to find Quasimodo gone.
Is anyone here?
They try to yank him out of hiding.
Get out there, sweetie.
I can't. What would I say? Open your mouth. Something will come out.
Nothing came out.
My name is Madeline. I'm with the circus, and oh, I just love bells.
She knocks over figurines.
Which one is La Fidèle?
The bells, you ding-dong! She likes the bells! Talk sharp!
They push him into view.
Are you hiding from me?
She spots Quasimodo under a bell.
No. What's so funny?
Nothing. It's just, it looks like you're wearing a really big hat. Oh, that sounds silly, doesn't it?
No. I just never looked at it that way before.
Yes, it's a brass beret, a two-ton topper.
A chapeau in C-sharp.
She glimpses the gargoyles watching her. They turn to stone. She covers her mouth.
The gargoyles!
Gargoyles?
Well, they were alive! But that's dumb, isn't it?
No.
Peering at her from underneath the bell, Quasimodo smiles. She paces and he follows her from an upper level.
Oh, you must think I'm stupid.
Not at all. That just means you have an imagination.
Do you really think so?
I do.
He drops to her level but remains in hiding.
What's your name?
Quasimodo.
Well, Quasimodo. Wouldn't you like to come where I can see you?
She reaches her hand out to him, but he ducks back into the shadows. Looking up, she pulls back a curtain. A ray of sunlight hits him. He throws his arms over his head. She covers her mouth, backing away.
I have to go. I'm sorry.
Madeleine runs away. She rushes out of the tower. Standing in the harsh sunbeam, Quasimodo wrings his hands sadly. Quasimodo walks to a cloth draped over an uneven shape. He lifts it away to reveal a miniature display of the town. Sitting down, he starts working on the beautifully rendered model.
Oh, poor kid.
Laverne hops over to him. Hugo and Victor watch sympathetically. Quasimodo whittles a figurine that looks a little like Madeleine.
Are you okay?
No. You saw the way she looked at me.
Well, then get her to look again, honey.
He fits an arm onto the figurine, which now has short blonde hair like Madeleine's. Quasimodo smiles at Laverne.
Do you believe in miracles?
Miracles? What kind of miracles?
Oh, you know, just ordinary miracles.
I'm not following you, kid.
Well, I see people together, couples, and it looks so nice being with someone who loves you. I guess I'm just wondering if maybe someone could love me.
He sets down a figurine of himself.
Imagine someone to love who loves you. Imagine to look in her eyes and see. Imagine how miraculous it seems to be. But it's not so very rare. You can find it anywhere. It's an ordinary miracle. The kind you find around you every single day. Or maybe it's just seasonal like spring and May. There's so many. The ordinary miracle. A common kind of miracle that runs right by. Or maybe it's too gradual to catch your eye, so you miss it.
He hands Laverne a rose.
A sudden bolt of distant lightning, cathedrals rising out of stone. A baby starts to walk or talk one day, then shockingly he's grown and in love. That volcano of emotion, not 10,000 gypsy potions can undo. Yes, it's love. Well, of course my view is slanted, but people do take love for granted. Sad but true. Of all the many miracles, mysterious and marvelous and big and small, when people fall in love, it really beats them all. Oh, to see it, to feel it, to know it. Imagine someone to love who loves you.
He climbs the tower.
Imagine to look in her eyes and see. Imagine how extraordinary it would be if an ordinary miracle happened to me.
He returns to his display, where Madeleine's pixie-like figurine faces his. From a respectful distance, the gargoyles watch him with furrowed brows. Quasimodo rests his cheek in his hand. Victor claps a hand on his shoulder.
Go to the circus. Make a good impression. What does one wear to a carnival event?
Nothing.
Daring! Oh! Maybe a bit pushy for a first date.
Quasi, you can stay here and hope for a miracle, or you can get out there and make a miracle of your own.
He blinks and looks down at the two figurines. They stand facing each other on a little stone bridge. Quasimodo shifts his thoughtful gaze, then smiles.
You're right. I'm off to the circus. Oh, but what am I gonna wear?
I got the perfect thing, kid!
Now Quasimodo walks down the street in a red outfit with a purple cape and a feather in his hat. Esmeralda, Zephyr, Jolly, and Phoebus all stare as he arrives.
Well, how do I look?
He strikes a pose, but then takes off the hat.
Too much?
No, of course not. Wow.
It's a new
Pretty
you.
Pretty hat, Quasi.
Quasi, don't worry. You look dashing.
Jolly eats the feather. Quasimodo holds Zephyr's hand. Jolly and the couple follow. A banner reads Cirque de Sarouche. As performers do tricks, Zephyr smiles excitedly. The stilt walker spins plates, and one acrobat juggles on his partner's shoulders.
Zephyr, stay close. I don't want to lose you. I don't trust these people.
What does that mean?
Well, just look at them. I mean, they travel from town to town like...
Gypsies?
Yes. No. I mean, so, Quasi,
Where's this Madeline of yours?
I don't know. But I'm sure she'll be out soon.
In a nearby wagon.
You don't understand. You didn't see him. I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
You should have thought of that before you stole from me.
But I was only 6 years old.
And you were starving. And it was only a few coins.
His helper puts a corset on him.
Not so tight.
I made a mistake.
Yes. And did I turn you over to the authorities?
No.
Or the workhouse?
No.
And who took you in? Looked after you like a true friend?
You did.
His helper puts a toupee on his head.
All you need to do is to look pretty for him, and he'll tell you what I need to know.
She turns away from her sharp-featured boss.
Mirrors?
His helper presses a button, and mirrors appear all around the room. Admiring his reflection, he adjusts his fake hair.
I could kiss me, but I'd fall in love.
He picks up a bright red dress.
Come, Trinket. We're on.
Throwing it to Madeleine, he swaggers out. The pixie-like blonde faces one of the mirrors. Holding up the dress, she looks at her reflection. She heaves an unhappy sigh and turns her face away. As the slim young woman hangs her head sadly, the image fades to black. Now burning torches twirl in the air. Two bears juggle them, each one balancing on a colorful ball. They move through the crowd, followed by other performers. Among the spectators, Zephyr sits on Quasimodo's shoulders with Phoebus on one side and Esmeralda on the other. Making their way onto a stage, the bear jugglers and a juggling man disappear in a puff of smoke. A cloud of mist forms over the stage, and the sharp-featured performer appears in a mask and striped black and white cape.
Monsieur, dame, boys and girls, voila! A treat for your senses! A delight for your soul!
He juggles balls that vanish and reappear before Zephyr. He catches them.
Welcome to Cirque de Sarouche!
Sarouche doffs his mask. His helper holds up signs directing the crowd to cheer.
I present my assistant, the lovely Madeleine.
He waves his cape and Madeleine appears in her red dress. Seeing her, Quasimodo smiles. Phoebus nudges Quasimodo knowingly.
And now, I will astound you with a feat of magic unparalleled in modern times. Behold, La Petite!
Two muscular performers carry an elephant on a platform. They set the platform down, and Madeleine gently takes the elephant by the tusk. She leads it on stage to a round stand.
Monsieur Dame, do not look away from the beast, for I shall make it vanish before your very eyes. Keep a sharp watch. See the creature disappear into thin air.
Performers swipe jewelry and money from the spectators. The elephant is covered.
Adve mysterium, obscuro elephantum, mirabile visu, ecce compacto!
In a burst of smoke, the cover drops and the elephant is gone. The crowd throws flowers at Sarouche, who bows grandiosely.
Incredible! I wish I could join a circus. Hey, maybe I could join a circus. Yeah, I could be a juggler. What do you think, Quasi? I'd juggle and I'd... Quasi?
Quasi stares at Madeleine, who picks up the flowers.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Nothing. You were making Google eyes at your girlfriend.
She stopped my... Who said she was my... That's... Zephyr!
He scoops Zephyr up, watching Esmeralda and Phoebus share a smile, then walk off. Backstage, Sarouche blocks Madeleine.
And where do you think you're going? Get out there. I mean to have that bell.
As he leaves, Madeleine steps behind a curtain and eavesdrops.
I thought you forgot about me.
That will never happen. I'll always be here for you.
Always?
Always.
She follows them through the circus grounds.
You mean if ever I'm in any kind of great big mess or trouble?
I'd be right there. We'd be a pair.
You mean you'll never leave me all
That's the arithmetic I'd stick with you.
Just say we're hanging by a rope above an evil witch's brew pot. It's bubbling blue with sticky goo. Our rope gives way and then we crash and make a splash inside her stew pot of glue.
Even if you're sticky slick, I'd stick with you.
I'm sticking to you.
Hey, no fair.
Can't help that. We're stuck together.
Best friends.
And we always will be. Always.
Zephyr falls asleep on Quasimodo's shoulders. Madeleine ducks behind a wagon and peers out at them from hiding. Quasimodo pauses, looking up at the boy with a smile. As Madeleine looks on, he removes Zephyr from his shoulders and cradles him.
Through all the thin and thick, closer than frack and frick, we two will do the trick. I'd stick with you.
Madeleine smiles.
Fast as the clock can tick, I'd be there just as quick. No one I'd rather pick. I'd stick with you.
Turning away, she leans back against the wagon and places her hand to her heart.
Zephyr.
Quasimodo hands Zephyr to Esmeralda. Madeleine approaches him.
You have a way with kids.
Hi. Madeleine, hi. I was just... Hi.
He's lucky to have a good friend like you.
She takes his fancy hat off.
Hey, you were really great up there.
Oh, me? Nothing to it. I just have to stand there and look pretty, you know? La-di-dum, ho-di-doo, no big deal.
No, it is a big deal. You have to make the audience look where they're supposed to, not give away the trick.
You mean hocus their pocus? Delusion their illusion?
Abra-their-cadabra?
They share a warm smile.
Actually, I would really like to walk the tightrope.
Well, but I'm not really very good at it.
Oh, I don't believe that. I'm sure you can do anything.
Madeleine smiles. He looks down and finds his hand holding hers. He quickly lets go and fiddles with his hat.
Paris is really pretty. You've probably seen it already, but then maybe you haven't. And if you haven't, then maybe we could... I could, show you.
I'd really like that.
She holds her hand out to him, and he takes it. They hurry off, passing Sarusha's wagon. From inside, the magician watches them from behind a barred window.
Lovely.
Standing in a row, his thieves hold out the stolen items, which he collects. He places them in a chest.
I love you, love you, love you, and you. You're a genius.
In town, people surround Phoebus.
Captain of the guard, I insist you do something.
They took my silver.
All my coins to pay my landlord. They'll throw us out.
Bracelet. Can you describe the bracelets?
All right,
have
gone.
No worry. The King's Guard is on the case. We'll find the culprits. Where we'll find them, I don't know.
Phoebus rides his horse Achilles away from the gathered townsfolk. He notices a few circus performers.
Wait a minute. The string of robberies begins the moment the circus comes to town. Coincidence? I don't think so. How many times have I ever been wrong?
Counting, Achilles stamps his hoof.
Achilles, that was a rhetorical question.
They ride off. Under a full moon, surrounded by stars, Clopin performs a puppet show for children and grown-ups.
You know, the Festival d'Amour is tomorrow. Would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, but please, we shall have a good time.
Well, I'd love to.
Watching the show, Quasimodo takes off his hat and leads Madeleine by the hand. A baker brings a dish to a window as the pair arrives.
Try my famous soufflé, huh?
The steaming soufflé pops and deflates.
Oh, it's ruined.
No, no. Taste.
Quasimodo feeds her.
Mwah! C'est magnifique!
Now people ride in small boats down a river. On a nearby path, Quasimodo walks with Madeleine. Smiling, he darts to a stairway, stops partway up, and plucks a few pretty sprigs from a bush. He offers them to Madeleine.
I think those are weeds.
Oh no. Smell.
He covers her eyes.
Oh, they smell so flowery. They're wonderful.
It's rosemary. Come on.
He leads her further up the stairs. Above them, wispy clouds hang in the star-filled sky, framing the moon. Quasimodo enters a tower and leads Madeleine up a spiral staircase.
This is one of my favorite spots in all of Paris.
They climb higher and higher.
Isn't it beautiful?
But I can't see anything.
Close your eyes. Listen to Paris.
Pausing near windows, she closes her eyes. Smiling at her, Quasimodo opens a door. Moonlight shines on her face. The door leads to a balcony that overlooks Paris. They step out.
Quasi, it's wonderful.
The Notre Dame Cathedral juts up majestically from the surrounding buildings.
Oh, come on, show me more.
He leaps under the parapet, grabs a rope, and picks her up. Carrying her, he swings down onto a neighboring roof. They playfully race across rooftops and ledges, hopping from house to house. Jumping onto another roof, he slides down to meet her, and they clasp hands. From a high window, the gargoyles look on. Victor turns away with a sad frown. The others follow.
It's all too sudden.
Our boy has grown.
There's nothing more to do.
It's true.
He's on his own.
We've tried to teach him.
We've tried to show.
The things a gargoyle and a gargoy ought to know.
He's gone.
He's left.
And do we feel bereft? No!
He's fa-la-la-la fallen in love.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
He's fa-la-la-la fallen in love.
Fa-la-la-la.
Sing a rousing, rollicking rondelay for our rip-roaring rhapsody. He's fa-la-la-la fallen in love.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
He's fa-la-la-la fallen in love. Why should we be blue? His love is true, so bid the kid adieu.
Birds fly over the town.
Oh, wow, just across the square. Look at Quasi there.
Love has nailed him.
Oh, wow, sighing when he talks. Flying when he walks.
Love's a derail him.
As the townsfolk dance around Quasimodo and Madeleine in the rain, a flash of lightning drives them to disperse. Quasi and Madeleine run off together. He leads her up Notre Dame's bell tower stairs.
Oh, come on, go. Spread out.
The gargoyles scatter and Quasimodo enters. He helps Madeleine up through a hatch.
You can dry off in here.
He pulls a curtain aside, revealing a private nook. She goes in, and he hurries off.
Put her there, mon frère.
Quasi tosses his wet cape. It lands on Hugo.
So, what's the plan?
Plan?
A little soft music?
A little candlelight?
A cozy tete-a-tete by the fire?
Thank you.
Behind the curtain, she freezes.
You're welcome. Hey!
Laverne thumps Hugo with a candlestick. He covers his mouth. Now drier, Madeleine steps out from the nook. Hugo turns into a statue. Quasimodo smiles and approaches her. Gazing up at La Fidèle, Madeleine climbs the ladder toward it. Its inner gems cast colorful reflections on the floor.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, you are. Yes, she is. La Fidèle, that is. That's her name, La Fidèle. The faithful one. But she's even more beautiful on the inside.
As he lifts the bell to show her, she tilts her head.
I'll show you.
She steps underneath. Quasimodo lowers the bell, joining her inside. She touches the bejeweled interior.
Wow. This must be worth a fortune.
She gazes at her distorted reflection in a gemstone. Her face changes, taking on Sarusha's dark hair and sharp features. Blinking hard, she sees herself again.
You should get warm.
She turns to Quasimodo. Madeleine takes a seat by a hanging fire pit. Quasimodo wraps a blanket around her.
Here, put this on.
He takes a seat beside her.
You're very kind.
Oh.
Do you really think there's more to me than what you see? That I have something else to give?
I do.
He smiles kindly, then blinks and turns his face away.
I know I'm not much to look at.
Cupping his chin, Madeleine gently turns his face toward hers.
I've never met anyone like you, Quasimodo. I mean, you understand the world better than anyone I've ever known.
Do you really think so?
I do.
Smiling, he glances away.
I made this for you.
He places the carved wooden Madeleine figurine in her hand. She lifts it closer, gazing at it tenderly.
Now you can always see yourself through my eyes.
He smiles at her. Tears well up in her eyes and roll down her cheeks. She wipes them away.
Well, I should... I'd better... It's late and, well... I'm babbling again. Stupid me. No, maybe I'm not. Thank you.
She kisses his forehead.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Giving him a last look, she heads out. As Quasimodo beams, the gargoyles hop over.
Oh, it does my heart good to see our boy like that.
Yes, he does seem to have a certain savoir-faire.
Quasimodo faints.
I hope it's not contagious.
Daytime in the square.
Come see the lovely Esmeralda in her danse d'amour. Careful, or you may lose your heart.
Esmeralda dances on a stage beside Jolly and Zephyr, who juggles. Zephyr tosses a ball to Jolly, who catches it on his nose and returns it. Several children climb on stage and dance around Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, you gotta help me.
She hands her tambourine to a child and joins Quasimodo. They enter her tent. Jolly and Zephyr spy on them.
Quasi, what is it? What's wrong?
I think I'm sick. I feel awful. And then wonderful. And then wonderfully awful. And awfully wonderful.
Euphoria.
I can't eat. I can't sleep.
I see, and it hurts to breathe, but you don't care?
Yes, exactly. What do I do?
Well, you have to tell her how you feel.
How can I? What would she say?
Sorry. I can't help you with this one. You'll have to find out yourself.
But I...
Hey, you're ready.
She holds his hands, and his hopeful smile widens. Phoebus enters the tent.
That circus is responsible for a string of robberies.
What?
I like the circus, Papa. I want to join.
Absolutely not. Those people...
Those people? How can you lump people together like that?
But the gypsies weren't guilty of crimes like these circus people.
Madeline's not. She's different.
Well, maybe. And maybe she's just using you to get something else.
You don't think she could be interested in me? Just for me?
Oh, of course she could. Yes, anyone could, but look at the facts.
Find some, and I will.
Quasimodo storms out, glaring at her husband as Esmeralda also leaves. Zephyr crosses his arms and marches out. Jolly kicks a ball at Phoebus. Now the captain talks to his horse.
Achilles, do you believe this? Everybody is mad at me. How often does that happen? Rhetorical.
Later, under the bright blue sky, Madeleine walks on the low tightrope in the practice tent. Sarusha's shadow sweeps over her.
What are you doing now, my little cabbage?
She wavers but catches herself.
Practicing.
Why strain yourself? Oh, did you find out where the monster keeps his bell? Trinket.
He is not a monster, and I am not your trinket.
I mean to have that bell.
I want nothing more to do with your thefts.
Oh, really? And how will you survive out there, On your looks?
Quasimodo sees something you don't.
Oh, does he? Well, what if he were to have an unfortunate accident? If I have to go up there with my men and do it the hard way, the hunchback may get hurt.
No, you can't.
Henchman sees her.
You wouldn't.
If you want him alive, then lure the bell ringer away while I steal La Fidèle. Lead him out of harm's way.
Madeleine lowers her defeated gaze and nods. Sarush raises an eyebrow in a wicked smirk. He and his henchmen march out, leaving her behind. Kneeling, she crawls forward a little and falls. She looks up to see her carved figurine. She picks it up and strokes it. Her lips trembling, she heaves a woeful sigh. In the bell tower, Quasimodo leans forward and gazes at the carved wooden miniature of himself. He sighs heavily and looks away. Turning back to the figurine, he lifts it up and smiles. He straightens and sunlight shines on his face. He takes the yellow rose out of its makeshift vase and hurries off. On horseback, Captain Phoebus approaches Sarush's wagon. Inside, Sarush stands with a chest full of loot.
Ooh, lovely.
He quickly shuts it.
Captain!
I'm here about a rash of robberies.
A rash?
He hides a gem.
I find a little soothing lotion does wonders for the complexion.
I'm talking about thefts in town.
Portraits?
His helper pushes the mirror button, and they rise to reveal Sarush portraits.
Well, we've had nothing go missing. Except some of my hair. Are you clever enough to retrieve that?
Noticing the chest, Phoebus opens it. The chest appears empty. The front panel drops down, but no loot appears.
And no, I suppose not.
My investigation leads me here.
He holds up the hidden gem. Sarush shifts his gaze, briefly showing a wicked smile.
Oh, it's true, Captain. And it's my fault.
You're confessing?
Absolutely. She's my responsibility. See, she's been a thief since she was 6. I thought I could break her of it if I gave her a job, a place to call home. Madeleine.
Madeleine? Where is she?
Gone. She and the hunchback are strolling about the town.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Captain.
I'll let you get back to your self.
Perfect. I make the heist of the century while the girl leads the monster and the captain away.
Walking through town, Madeleine watches children play and bumps into a man carrying a bushel of apples. She shrugs apologetically and hurries off. She gazes up at Notre Dame and steadily makes her way forward. Quasimodo comes out just as she arrives at the front doors.
Madeline, I want to talk with you.
Oh, let's go for a walk.
She leads him. I got it. Now circus performers struggle to lower the banner. The stilt walker gathers up a streamer. Zephyr and Jolly spot Sarush walking with his henchmen. Juggling, Zephyr runs over.
Oh, Mr. Sarush! Can I join your circus?
Grabbing one of the balls, Sarush signs it and hands it back. He and his men walk off.
The price you pay.
Hey, wait!
Well, I can join the circus if I want to.
Hey, where are you guys going?
Have you seen this woman?
In town, Phoebus shows a poster featuring Madeline.
Do you know where I might find her?
Now Hugo plays with figurines.
Ma petite chef de mort. Le bé.
What are you doing there?
Nothing.
The three gargoyles scatter. Returning, Hugo sets down figurines of himself and Jolly, then darts away again. Sarush climbs up through the entrance hatch. His masked henchmen follow. From above, the gargoyles watch the intruders.
Hey, who are these clowns?
Madeleine says La Fidèle is this one.
I smell something rotten in Denmark.
Hugo sniffs himself.
Oh, Madeleine, the fool! Look at this ugly thing.
He notices the colorful light reflections. He steps underneath.
Ooh, lovely. I'm rich. Rich! I wonder if they make diamond underwear.
Oh, they're stealing La Fidèle.
Another bell hangs 20 feet above La Fidèle. Victor smiles at the rope, tying it in place.
Here, hold this.
Now he hands the rope to Hugo, but it slips. The bell lands on the gargoyles, then cracks.
What part of hold this was too complex?
Outside, the setting sun casts a gentle glow over the town. On a bridge spanning the Seine, Quasimodo strolls with Madeleine. They both pause.
There's something I need to know.
Madeleine, you know, the festival's tomorrow, and I thought that, I mean, we could, you know.
He gives her the rose.
Go?
Quasi, I'm not the person you think I am.
She sadly returns the flower.
But I want to be more than anything.
Madeleine, tell me the truth.
Now Zephyr and Jolly enter the tower and spot the thieves. A curtain surrounds La Fidèle.
Hey! What happened to La Fidèle?
Oh. Adve mysterium. Obscuro tintinnabulum. Mirabile visu. Ecce hoc facto!
He drops the curtain. The bell is gone.
They stole it! Dad was right. Come on, we gotta find out where they're taking the bell.
All right, I've had enough.
Laverne rams into the side of the bell. The gargoyles shake from the vibration.
Something's wrong.
Quasi looks toward Notre Dame.
We have to hurry.
But Quasimodo, I...
In town, Phoebus leads guards on horseback.
La Fidèle! It's gone! The bell has been stolen!
We must find her or the festival will be ruined.
Sarush,
how could I have been such a fool?
Sarush?
Seal off the city, every street, every river, every alley. They won't get far with a bell that size.
Quasimodo looks up at Madeleine.
Did you know about this?
I wanted to tell you. I tried.
You used me. Which one is
please.
La Fidèle? Let's go for a walk. You never cared about me.
No, that is not true.
You were right, Quasi. I'm sorry.
Take her away.
No. No, Quasi, please, just let me explain. Look at me. Quasimodo, just look at me.
Guards carry Madeleine away, and Quasimodo shuts the front door of Notre Dame. He marches upstairs. Partway up, he slows to a stop, then collapses in tears on the steps. Lifting his head, he plucks the petals off the yellow rose, one at a time. He stops and strokes the flower.
Quasi! Oh, Quasi!
He climbs up.
Quasi, is that you?
I say, old chap. Bit of assistance.
Hey, get us out of here!
He frees them.
We gotta hurry!
Speed is essential!
It wasn't my fault!
One at a time.
It's Zephyr!
He's gone after them!
Quasimodo climbs down the cathedral's outer walls. Below, guards ride horses through the town and come to a stop.
What happened to the circus?
Only a tent, a banner, and some streamers remain.
Halt! Okay, come on.
Now a guard shuts the city's gate. Another guard cranks a giant winch, and a second gate lowers into place. Above this gate, guards stand atop the city wall. Now a view glides down a dimly lit tunnel to a canal. On a boat, Sarouche stands before La Fidèle, holding a torch as his henchmen row. His helper plays a mandolin. As the boat travels down the canal, his torch illuminates their surroundings.
Won't be long now till we're home free.
He rests his feet in a covered pile. It moves. He uncovers it to find Jolly and Zephyr. Jolly tries to ram Sarouche, but one henchman grabs him. Jolly strikes him with a hoof and escapes. Jolly runs under the other henchman's legs, then jumps off the boat and onto a stone ledge. He dashes through an archway.
You won't get away with this! My dad's captain of the guard!
Captain of the guard, eh? Really?
Sarouche strokes his chin. Now a guard reports.
Captain, the city is secured, but there is no sign of Sarouche.
And we have to look further!
Phoebus!
Zephyr has gone after Sarouche!
I've looked everywhere.
I've got men all over the city. We'll find him.
You're looking in all the wrong places. Sarouche has made a living from illusion, but I can outthink him. It's the same as the disappearing elephant. There was always a tunnel under the stage.
Madeleine stands in a nearby prison cell.
He's taken the bell underground.
The catacombs. He could be using the catacombs.
And she could be saying exactly what Sarouche wants her to. We go underground and he slips right out of town. Can't you see?
Listen to me. Your son's life is at stake. Maybe you should look again. Like you did with me.
Phoebus shuts his eyes and turns his face away. He hesitantly moves his hand toward his key ring, then grabs it.
All right, but she's coming along as a prisoner.
Esmeralda bites her lip nervously. Phoebus unlocks Madeleine's cell door, ties her wrists together, and leads her out. Quasimodo watches. Clasping his hands, he follows them. Later, Esmeralda holds a torch and leads Captain Phoebus, Madeleine, and Quasimodo into the dimly lit catacombs. Bugs crawl out of skulls. Madeleine's eyes widen fearfully. The group stops before a dark archway. Jolly emerges and skids to a halt.
Jolly! Where's Zephyr? Hurry, Jolly. Take us to him.
Esmeralda marches onward. On his boat, Sarouche looks in a hand mirror.
Which will go better with my eyes, diamonds or sapphires?
Sarouche!
He lowers his mirror to find dozens of guards along with Zephyr's loved ones.
Bonjour, Capitaine!
Surrender now!
Captain Phoebus cranks a winch. A gate lowers, blocking the boat's path.
You've got no way out!
Really? I see things a bit differently.
Mama! Papa!
Let him go!
Let him go? I think not, Captain. He's my ticket out of here.
You're not going anywhere, Sarouche. Now release the boy!
Guards unsheathed swords.
Let me pass safely, and you may see your precious little boy again.
Quasimodo, he means it. He'll hurt Zephyr, but I know how we can save him. Please untie me.
Why? So you can escape with Sarouche?
Don't test me, Captain!
Papa!
Esmeralda and Captain Phoebus share a look, and he sheaths his sword. Handing her the torch, he cranks the massive winch to lift the gate.
Lovely.
Madeleine pulls Quasimodo aside.
Quasi, listen to me. I know I hurt you. I'm sorry, but I am someone you can trust.
How can I? I've already made that mistake.
Quasimodo, there's more to me.
He turns toward her and takes in her earnest gaze. Phoebus finishes cranking the winch. Quasimodo looks from the gate to Madeleine. He unties Madeleine's wrists and she clasps his hand. She leads him into a nearby tunnel. Holding Zephyr up, Sarouche rides the boat down the now unblocked canal.
Well done, mon capitaine.
Phoebus, Esmeralda, and the guards helplessly watch the boat pass. The boat moves through a passageway leading into a cavern. Waiting for them, Quasimodo and Madeleine stand on a high ledge. Quasi lassos a rock on the other side.
You hold the rope. I'll do the rest.
Madeleine balances on the rope and starts across. The boat drifts into view several feet below.
A hush comes over the crowd as Madeleine begins her graceful trek.
She looks down. She wavers briefly.
I can do this. I can do this.
I know you can.
They share a smile. She continues walking across. She drops down, dangles by her knees, and grabs Zephyr from Sarusha's grasp.
What are you doing here?
She stands holding Zephyr.
Just standing here looking pretty.
Captain Phoebus and Esmeralda smile. Guards swarm Sarouche.
No, not the face! What's the face?
Madeleine hands Zephyr to his parents, and the family shares a group hug.
Oh, Mom.
Now, guards drag Sarouche into a caged wagon.
Fools! I am Sarouche! This is not the ending I had in mind!
They shut him in with his henchmen.
No prison can hold me! Wait, we can work this out. Did I mention I do birthday parties?
The caged wagon departs. Now in the square outside Notre Dame, a crowd cheers. From a high parapet, Quasimodo rings La Fidèle. As a couple steps up to a platform decorated with a flower arch, Clopin pops into view.
And now, while Quasimodo rings La Fidèle, come and proclaim your love for all of Paris to hear!
I love!
The gargoyles watch from the bell tower. Hugo perks up, then turns to face Jolly. He holds out a flower, and the goat eats it. Jolly bats his eyes at Hugo and licks his cheek. Hugo faints as Jolly leaves. Captain Phoebus steps under the flower arch with Esmeralda.
I was wrong. About all of it.
I know.
There's only one thing I can say.
I love Esmeralda!
I love Phoebus!
Achilles grins at the couple. Holding a flower in her mouth, a pretty horse approaches him and bats her eyes. He smiles and takes the other end of the stem. The two horses trot away together and intertwine their tails. Looking up, Clopin smiles. Phoebus and Esmeralda look up too. At the high parapet, Madeleine holds a rose out to Quasimodo.
Quasimodo, you've shown me that the world is full of miracles.
Just ordinary miracles. They happen every day.
He takes the rose. Nearby, Zephyr scowls.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck.
The gargoyles watch.
Oh, I'm so happy I could just mildew.
Ah, lighten up. Take your heart for granted. Like me.
Oh, she'd better take good care of our boy.
Don't worry, I will.
What?
Huh?
She winks. Their jaws drop and break off. Facing Quasimodo, Madeleine pulls him into a kiss. Quasimodo lets go of La Fidèle's rope, and Zephyr grabs it.
I love Madeleine!
And I love Quasimodo!
A flock of birds flies up past them as he cradles her in his arms. The gargoyles watch from a window. The view moves away from the window to the model town, where the Madeleine and Quasimodo figurines stand facing each other on the little stone bridge. Behind them, a low sun casts a golden glow on the models of Notre Dame and the neighboring buildings. The Madeleine figurine looks down at Quasimodo with open arms. Fade to black. Thank you.
in his eyes. Love for every true heart that it sees. Was it just a lucky day that he turned and looked my way?
Cause
This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti. Against a blue background, a shimmering, louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.